else.
Scratch that from the record.
That's about it. We're just carrying on our program.
Any, hopefully the 21 deer aren't in the woods.
I was out there before the meeting, and, you know, they like to congregate along the fence there, and I had scared up four of them. You know, normally it's 25 or 30 of them. So it's, they've gone someplace. And it's just a few that are out there now.
Just for your information, the airport manager, if it's an eagle, you have to call Fish and Wildlife, and Denrek turns that over to the U.S. people, and they'll actually want the remains or the injured bird.
For a bird strike?
If it's an eagle, if you know that.
Yeah.
So we ran into that, so it was kind of, it was a dead bird, dead eagle, and they still wanted it, so.
They turn them over to the Indians, they're short on feathers.
Actually, they do. There is a process that they go through, so I'm not an expert on it, so I can't say. Anything else from wildlife management?
Anybody seeing any new problems with skunks? You got your skunks under control?
I got all of them last year. Okay. About a dozen of them. Cats, I think, have gone away.
No, they haven't.
On our side, anyways, yeah. At least around our hangars, they've gone away.
Oh, they're all down in my.
Chase them over there, you know.
My wife can put food out for them.
Oh.
Be careful what you ask for.
That'll keep some mice in.
Okay, going to number 9, motor fuel tax.
I had a couple of conversations with Representative Short, and he promised to forward my request for information on to a couple of other legislators, which I have yet to hear from. So nothing new on that at this point.
The only way we can ever get any relief from that is state legislators to take it up.
Right.
And just modify the rule where the taxes just don't apply. It's not supposed to apply to avgas to begin with. So just simply have it not apply to avgas.
There was a couple of, at least one, I think I heard two at one time, new pieces of legislation that were introduced, or maybe not even formally introduced, but they were active for a while, and they've been tabled. And it's my understanding from everybody I've talked to that they don't expect any action on this year.
No, the shoebox income the state gets from it, they're going to continue to want to get until enough people make an issue of it.
Mm-hmm.
Did we ever get a figure on the how much the state does make off of that?
Mm-hmm. I haven't, anyway.
The official number is whatever I gave you, it was like $215,000, $245,000. How they get that number, we haven't figured out, but because it doesn't make sense. But that's the official number.
What's the official number?
I think it's $245,000.
A year?
That's $245,000 that people could probably apply to get back, but they just don't go through the process, in my understanding.
So they shouldn't even be collecting to begin with.
Well, I see your point. You don't use the highway, so I'm going to pay for the airport. I'm just saying that as a neutral person, I'm not getting advocate for state.
Okay. Airport update.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. The big news since the last meeting was our grant from the Delaware Economic Development Office, $3.7 million to go towards the additional 500 feet that'll bring us up to 6,000 feet. I don't know if Todd, you or Julie want to talk about that because you were there.
Yeah, sure. We presented to the Economic Development Infrastructure Fund Committee, which is Secretary of Transportation, Secretary of Economic Development, and a public representative, and then a member of the General Assembly. And they voted unanimously. Mark went up along with John, myself, Dave Baker, Julie, and Chip Guy with the county, and presented. And they voted unanimously for our request. Our budget numbers were just for the airport extension, and we split the difference. So 3.7 from the state, 3.7 for the county to match. There's a lot of contingencies that are built into the grant money. We won't see a check anytime soon, but it's good to know that out of the 40.